Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 24 today, verses 23 through 26. Proverbs 24, verses 23 through 26. It says, "These also are sayings of the wise. Partiality in judging is not good. Whoever says to the wicked, 'You are in the right,' will be cursed by peoples, abhorred by nations. But those who rebuke the wicked will have delight, and a good blessing will come upon them. Whoever gives an honest answer kisses the lips." Now, this passage that we're looking at today is very clear and very profound as well, but I want you to listen closely to what it says. I'm going to read it to you one more time, and then we're going to break it down and get our challenge from it for today. It says, "These are also our sayings of the wise. Partiality in judging is not good. Whoever says to the wicked, 'You're in the right,' will be cursed by peoples, abhorred by nations. But those who rebuke the wicked will have delight, and a good blessing will come upon them. Whoever gives an honest answer kisses the lips." You see, folks, people who show partiality in judging are trying to please one person. In other words, when you know someone's in the wrong, yet you say they're in the right, you're actually trying to please one person while incurring the wrath of many. That's what this passage is saying here. You know, they're going to be cursed by many people and abhorred by nations. You're showing partiality by telling someone, "Oh, it's okay, what you did's all right." When they didn't, you're actually trying to please one person and now getting a bunch of people upset with you. The Bible's very clear that we're to be honest and speak truthfully. We're to fear God and speak honestly, as we see in the passage here. Whoever gives an honest answer kisses the lips. We're to have our yes be yes and our no be no. Let me ask you a question today. Some of you are wrestling with this type of issue right now because I know how God is and how he works. These programs that I record weeks in advance, especially as I'm dealing with cancer treatments, the days that they show up, the days they come on the radio are the perfect day for many people because they're like, "How did he know?" Well, the Lord knew, and he had me record this on this day for this day that you're hearing it today. And some of you are wrestling with this issue right now. I'm going to ask you a question. Would you rather have one person upset with you or many people upset with you because of your partiality in judging? The Bible says we're to be honest and that we're to speak the truth in love and we're to be a blessing. But whenever we try to make one person happy by not being honest, we actually make things a whole lot worse. I'm going to ask you another question. Do you fear God or do you fear man? See, one of the reasons why we show partiality in judging is we fear a certain individual. They may be wealthy. They may be powerful. They may be someone we want to have their approval or whatever it is. But the Bible's very clear today that when there's truth, we need to speak it. We need to do it in love. But when there's truth, we need to speak it, and we need to not show partiality when we judge. I'll be honest with you, as years of playing college basketball, I've never enjoyed being a referee. A lot of times when we were on the basketball team in college, there'd be certain games that would come to our local university and they'd ask some of the college players to be the referees. I never enjoyed doing it because even if I made the right call and called the foul or called the travel or called the out of bounds, whatever it was, half of the gym was upset with me and yelling and screaming. I didn't like making people upset with me. I wanted everybody in the gym to like me. I wanted everybody in the gymnasium to think that I was doing a great job. And you know what? Sometimes those of us who have been put in position of making decisions, and sometimes those of us have been put in position of authority, we have to make a tough call. And some of you out there right now are listening to this program, and this is hitting right home where you're at. You know what the right decision is, but you know that that certain individual will be upset with you. But are you going to incur the wrath of many people who maybe out loud may not show it, but subconsciously or quietly are going to be upset and grumbling with you because they know what you did was show partiality and kowtow to this individual because of whoever they were? Today's challenge is simple. Whoever shows partiality in judging is not good. Whoever says to the wicked, "You're in the right," you're going to be cursed by peoples and abhorred by nations. But those who lovingly rebuke the wicked will have delight and a good blessing will come upon them. I guess what I'm trying to say is everybody that's listening to this program, you know already what it is you need to do. The Spirit of God within you has already been speaking to you and showing you. Are you going to have the courage? Ask for God's grace. Ask for his strength. Are you going to have the courage to speak to whoever it is and to say what needs to be said in love? Don't show favoritism to one person and therefore upset many. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.